So, Mom, what was the time that you were the happiest in your life?
Go somewhere.
So, are you excited traveling and when you had Ian and I?
Yeah, why not?
Were you happy when Dad proposed to you?
I was.
Are there any times that you felt like you've lost something?
Lost? That's like when my dad died. That was horrible. A huge loss. There have been other deaths in my family that have been really tough.
Are there any, and if so, are there many times that you've been disappointed in me?
Oh, I think so, yes. There are moments when I've been disappointed in you.
And what would those moments be?
I think those moments can correlate pretty closely to times when I've had to sit in the principal's or counseling office of your school. There's no point in my going on.
Yeah, all right. It makes sense. Are there any times that you've been scared for your life or another person's? Like, while you were in the moment?
Yes. Once when we were in Egypt traveling, we were on this bus ride from Cairo to one of the desert oases. Your dad was sound asleep, and it was like a school bus, so the seats were really low, and your dad's head was like leaning back, and his neck is all exposed. Mm-hmm. And there's this Bedouin guy with this huge dagger sitting next to your dad across the aisle, and he's taking that dagger and he's hitting it into the seat in front of him. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do if he decides to reach over and slit your dad's throat? That was, it concerned me.
So, since you grew up on a farm, do you think that's changed you quite a bit from being on a ranch rather than being in, like, suburbs or a city?
But what did I learn on the ranch that I wouldn't have learned in the city? How to butcher animals, how to pluck a chicken, how to milk a cow.
It's so funny that it seems so ridiculous to me that you learned these things, because... Yeah, now we don't really do much of these things. Although some people do.
Some people do. People that
like
live on farms do.
When you were in your childhood.
Yeah. We would feed the cows when we'd get off the bus in the afternoon. We'd walk back up to my grandmother's house and sit and do homework or whatever until my parents came home. And then they'd take us home.
Are there any times that you've been, like, worried that... Ian or I had done something, like, horribly bad, or you were worried for us for some reason?
Yes.
Is it mainly me, or is it...
Oh, no, Ian's done some whoppers.
What about me? Are there any things that I've done? Probably quite a few.
Yes.
Well, there's Lucas Nollinger, but that's another story.
There's, let's see, what other good ones have you done? What other little fabulous... moments have you had? And there was the time you hit Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that when you were a little kid, there was the time you jumped off the stair to nowhere.
What ended up happening then?
Nothing. You were fine.
I just kind of jumped off the top of a staircase.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Okay.
And now I know a little bit more about your thoughts on some things.